I suppose that the big news story of the day, and this is because of the build-up from the past few days, is around the Zondo Commission report. Finally, today, we are going to be getting the final volume of the State Capture Inquiry report. That's expected to be handed over to the President. They've given us a time of 4 o'clock this afternoon. That report is expected to cover the State Security Agency, the SABC, PRASA. We know the extent of looting and state capture at PRASA. It's going to have a look at Waterkloof, whatever you'd like to call it, the Gupta landing there for the family wedding. So all of that being covered in this final report today. Teto Makhlokwana, EWN reporter, having a look at that one. Teto, good afternoon to you. Are we really, really getting the report this afternoon?
Man, it's been quite a long journey since January 4th, isn't it, when we got that first one. And, of course, there's been delays and a number of postponements since then, and this week, of course, with the presidency issuing a final statement. Hopefully, there will be no other hindrances to the release this afternoon at 4 o'clock, as it's been planned. And we do hope that, you know, with all the inconvenience that's been apologized for by both the commission and the presidency, you know, they will be able to issue it as quickly as possible once it lands in the president's hands, so that the public can also have a look at what it is that has been underway and the work that has been done in this past month.
Teto, what are we expecting from this fifth installment of the report today?
So, Mandy, we are expecting to hear a lot about the evidence that was presented before the commission and the investigations that followed around issues at the State Security Agency. There were a lot of numbers thrown around. Former acting director general then came to the commission and gave us billions of rands, which he said were simply unaccounted for. And because obviously the budget of the SSA does not land in the public's eyes as many departments or state entities do, a lot of those numbers were questioned, with the officials and minister then, Ayanda Lozo, saying the number, of course, was not what was being punted. So just clarity around just how much money went down the drain in operations that were not particularly sanctioned or in the interest of the government. There's also allegations, of course, of, you know, abuse of power by the likes of former boss as a phrase that we'll hear more about, and the use of funds, again, State Security Agency funds, to even in some instances apparently pursue political goals or pursue certain political factions' interests in the country. So that will be very telling, and also issued into the SABC, the Frederick Farm, as well as, you know, the issues around the Waterkloof Gupta landing.
Teto, good luck. I think it's going to be a long night for you. Teto Makhlokwana, EWN senior reporter, having a look at that final installment of the Zondo report that will be handed over at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's get some analysis on this now with Mpumelelo Zikalala, legal analyst. Mpumelelo, good afternoon to you. R1 billion, 5 years. Finally, this chapter of South Africa is drawing to a close with a final report being handed over today. What's at stake here for Zondo in this final report? I imagine he needs to make recommendations, and we need to see action flowing from this now. Mpumelelo, are you with us?
Good afternoon to you, and also good afternoon to your listeners.
Did you hear?
There was a break in transmission a bit.
Okay, no problem. So what I was asking you was, what's at stake for Zondo now? I imagine there needs to be recommendations and action flowing from this final installment of the report today.
Yes. In fact, loosely translated, we need value for money. We've paid close to R1 billion in terms of this particular investigation or this process over a period of 4 years. We need tangible evidence, and evidence which would either be able to create some people behind bars, be able for us to recover a few funds of the taxpayers' money, but most importantly, to create preventative measures to prevent or to make sure that this type of state capture doesn't ever happen again, which is why it is more than important to look at these recommendations and then to say, are they innovative enough? Are they practical enough? Can they be able to identify the issues that we've been able to see? And judging from what we've seen in the previous volumes, there are certain things which have been missing for me. Firstly, we're holding accountable of our political appointees, our ministers, the presidents, the premiers. I think we're a bit lax on that one. There's no consequence management. Someone does bad in this particular department, they are moved to another one. and there's no consequences at all. And also linked to that is to say, what type of innovative ways are they, is the commission going to employ to make sure that we don't find ourselves in a similar situation? I would expect that there should be a bit of a report or maybe one or two paragraphs as to whether law enforcement agencies are able to investigate and prosecute with the NPA those wrongdoers. If they haven't been able to do so, what was the holdup? Do we have a captured NPA? Do we have a captured South African Police Service and SIU? If the answer is no, why weren't they moving all this time? But most importantly, during this particular 4 or 3 years that the commission has been sitting, they've been privy to this information. What are they doing about it? So that at the end of the day, we can see that those wrongdoers are able to approach a book and we're able to recover the taxpayers' funds that we desperately need to make sure that they go into the right channels.
Mpumelelo, you're absolutely right. Value for money. I think that's the question here. Mpumelelo Zikalala, legal analyst, having a look at what we can expect, why this is important, what's at stake for Zondo as well. Do you think it was worth it? Do you think R1 billion, 5 years of the country's resources? I think it was absolutely worth it, not just for the cathartic process that we've gone through. I think it's been essential in exposing the extent of the capture of the state, the extent of the cost of what has happened, getting it all out there. I always say sunlight is the best disinfectant, so I do think it's worth it. But there now needs to be action flowing from these recommendations. So it's going to come down to those recommendations. It's going to come down to what the NPA does about it. But do you think that this entire process of the Zondo Commission has been worth it?